Welcome back, guys. Today's video is going to be a food slash meal prep video, and I like to try to do this once a week because it can save me a lot of time and a lot of energy and a lot of money throughout the week if I have a lot of food prepared in advance. So first things first, I like to have some beans, some dry beans, soaked up overnight at least 8 hours, and then I'm going to put it on the stove and let the water come to a boil. And while that's happening, I'm going to cook up some rice, and I think I used a mixture of brown and white rice and about 5 cups, and I'm just using my handy dandy rice cooker. And then I'm going to preheat my oven to make some potatoes and sweet potatoes. Now for the potatoes, I'm going to take off these nasty sprouty things, and I really don't know why, but these sprout things that grow out of them, they really, really gross me out and give me goosebumps every time I look at them. I don't know why, I'm just weird. Anyways, I'm just putting them on this nasty baking sheet. While all of that is happening, I am going to chop up some vegetables for my non-oil fried rice. And of course, the first ingredient is going to be onions, because I love onions. And I also love cilantro slash coriander, so I'm chopping that up as well. Next, I'm also going to add 1 red pepper. Yum, yum, yum. Next ingredient is a zucchini slash courgette, and I'm just going to chop that up into small pieces, and clearly I don't know how to chop zucchinis. But yeah, you can add whatever ingredients you want to. You can remove whatever vegetables you want to. These are just the vegetables that I had on hand. And look at all of that beauty. I decided to also add 1 portobello mushroom just because I had one and I just had one. So yeah. So at this point, my beans have come to a boil, so I'm just going to lower the heat to a simmer, and I think I let it simmer for like 30 to 40 minutes usually. And to check if the potatoes slash sweet potatoes are finished, I just poke them with a fork, and if it goes in pretty smoothly, that usually means it's done. To make the non-oil fried rice, I am literally just using water in a wok, just a little bit of water, and I'm starting out with the onions. Now you can add a little bit of water at a time as you cook. That's kind of how I cook now. Now I'm going to add a little bit of this very lazy garlic in there with the onions, and then just do that. Now you can add the rest of the vegetables. I'm also going to add a little bit of soy sauce, not too much. I'm trying to decrease my sodium intake, but yeah. And then I'm going to use some leftover rice from before, just because I had some in my fridge, and I'm also going to use some of the new rice that I cooked up. And here are the beans after they were finished and I drained the water. and I'm gonna add some of the beans into the fried rice and mix it all together and adding some more. I also added a little bit of curry powder, just add a little bit of extra spice, and again mixing it up. And when everything is done, of course you can put everything into containers, and I'm using this soup container that I'm just reusing. When the potatoes were cooled down, I decided to peel a few and put them in a container just to make it easier for the future, and I left a few unpeeled as well. And that is all the food I made, guys. So as you guys can see, some of the food is in a container just ready to go for lunch, and then the rest of the food is just kind of in bigger containers, and then I can just, you know, eat however much I want at the time. And I've got a side of beans there, and then more rice and potatoes in there, more potatoes and sweet potatoes, and then there's some more potatoes and sweet potatoes and a bunch of rice, and that is my food for the week. Thanks for watching, guys. See you later. Bye.